We're doing Chafetz Chaim, we're on page Kuf Mem Zayin, and we had been discussing the idea that we're prohibited from accepting Lashon Hara, where if a person comes and tells us, this is what so-and-so did, so we're not supposed to take it on, yeah, for sure, that's what he did wrong, I believe him. And Hu Adin, says the Chafetz Chaim, this is also the same is true. Im yatza kol alechad she'asa ma'ase, o she'diber davar she'lo karaui al pi ha'Torah. If everyone knows that so and so did something that was inappropriate, so everyone's talking about it. That's the reputation they have. Ben she'isur chamur, ben she'isur kal, and it doesn't matter if everyone's saying he did something serious wrong, or he did something light that was wrong. Nonetheless, it's prohibited to accept it and say, yeah, that's the truth. You have to tell yourself, if everyone's saying that, then there's a possibility that that's what happened. And you hold off till you know what really happened. You have to be even more careful if you're going to think about talking to other people about it. You have to be even more careful not to be a person who's spreading rumors or getting other people to know the facts, as we explained earlier. So this is very challenging. Sometimes everyone talks. Everyone knows. It's in the media. Well, that must make it true, right? No, not exactly. So we feel very comfortable quoting something because other people say it. And the Chafetz Chaim tells us here that just because a person has a certain reputation, that means we factor it. We tell ourselves it might be true, but we have to be careful not to take it as a fact. That's a very, very important Chafetz Chaim, and it could save a person a lot of heartache. This idea that you don't know till you know. And very often we don't realize how we fall prey to this misconception that if everyone's saying it, it must be true. I was once in an institution where everyone spoke about one of the janitors who was a very uptight guy, and they said that he has bouts of rage. And there were all kinds of rumors, including that he murdered his own father. And people spoke about him, right? So when one time there was a theft in the institution, and I came to the place of the theft and I saw that this janitor had forgotten something there, I didn't know what to do, because I noticed that there was a cleaning detergent that only he used in cleaning, and someone had forgotten it there at the location of the theft. On the other hand, do I give that information over? They say this person has committed crimes out of rage. What do you do, right? So what was interesting was about 5 years later, he sat Shiva for his father. His father passed away. So that sort of dispelled what everyone had spoken about, that this guy had murdered his own father. Suddenly that wasn't true because his father was alive all along, right? That didn't stop the rumor from spreading. Chafetz Chaim says one of the laws of Lashon Hara is even if I hear people talking and everyone assumes it to be true, I have to take a step back and say, I don't know. I have to be cautious, I have to be wary, but I can't be so quick to assume that what everyone's saying is true.